This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Accused wife killer Fotis Doulos is on life support with carbon monoxide poisoning after trying to kill himself at his Farmington home today. Here's WCBS's Steve Burns.
Paramedics had been doing CPR for 30 minutes, and by then, family had already been notified about Fotis Doulos' death. But then, they detected a faint pulse, according to the Hartford Courant. Doulos was rushed to the hospital. First responders had been called to his house around noon.
Just to check on his whereabouts and his well-being, because he did not show up for a court appearance today. He was late.
Says Farmington Police Lieutenant Tim McKenzie.
He was located in his garage in his vehicle.
That court appearance was a bail hearing, and Doulos had reportedly just learned that he was going to be put back in jail as his $6 million bond was secured on real estate holdings that were found to be overvalued and in foreclosure. His estranged wife, Jennifer, disappeared last May in New Canaan. Authorities say in addition to finding his DNA mixed with her blood in her home, they say Doulos was seen on surveillance tape throwing out garbage bags all around Hartford, those bags containing zip ties and blood-stained cleanup materials. In Farmington, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Fotis Doulos has been medevaced to Jacoby Medical Center, where he's being treated in a hyperbaric chamber.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr met with Jewish community leaders in Borough Park today to discuss the recent surge in anti-Semitic crimes. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond was there.
Barr used the meeting to announce federal hate crime charges against a Brooklyn woman who allegedly slapped three Orthodox Jewish women in December after being released for another hate crime under New York's new bail reform laws.
These are the kinds of cases that maybe in the past would have been treated locally, but I think it's important for the federal government to plant its flag and to show zero tolerance.
Barr also addressed complaints of governmental interference in religious matters.
What scares me the most is when I see the spiritual hollowing out that's been occurring in the Western world and some of it here in the United States. One worries whether barbarism is right below the surface.
The meeting, also attended by the head of the FBI's New York field office and the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District. Barr said offices nationwide will now have a liaison with the Jewish community to investigate and prosecute acts of hate. In Borough Park, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
City health officials were in Chinatown today to calm fears about coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Here's WCBS's Peter Haskell.
If you haven't been to China and you haven't spent time with someone who has, you're unlikely to become infected.
The transmission is almost, I would say, primarily in contacts that live with each other, meaning that it takes prolonged exposure to have the virus transmitted.
New York City Health Commissioner Aristides Barbeau is here in Chinatown trying to ease fears. The concerns are evident with a common accessory seen on the street.
We would not be recommending the use of masks as protective measures.
Dr. Barbeau says there have been no confirmed cases in the city and no suspected cases, but they are ready. In Chinatown, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now our WCBS Exergen weather forecast, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, and we just keep getting just a little bit colder day by day.
It is dropping a little bit, getting back down closer to average for this time of year for the end of January. Tonight's low 30 to 35. The normal low should be about 27. The suburbs will be in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds right about where it belongs at 40. Wednesday night will be fair and cold, and then Thursday sunny, but even a couple degrees chillier, 35 to 40 on Thursday before it heads back up starting Friday. 40 now, humidity 53%, a northwest wind gusting to 18 miles per hour.